of the Lord is upon me, because he has appointed me to preach good news to the poor. Listen, because he, who is he? He has appointed me to preach good news to the poor. That's he. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. So what does that scripture entail? It says that the Spirit of God was upon Jesus. It says that God has appointed him to preach good news. He didn't come to bring bad news. He came to bring the good news. Amen? Anytime you keep hearing all kind of bad news, it ain't of God. Because God came to give the good news. Amen? He has sent me. When somebody sent you, they have given you an assignment. Amen? So when Christ came down, God had given him an assignment. Amen? Do you remember going to the store? Your mother sent you to the store. You had an assignment. Husbands, we go to the store because our wives send us to the store. Amen? And we better come back with what they sent us for. Amen? Because if you don't, what are they going to say to you? I didn't send you for that. Amen? Jesus wanted to make sure that he knew what his assignment was. He didn't want to face the Father and the Father say, I didn't send you for that. Amen? So he wanted everybody to know, on no uncertain circumstance, I have been sent to proclaim freedom for the prisoners, because we were in sin and we are prisoners of and slaves to sin. Amen? It's a wonderful thing to know that we can find freedom, that word freedom, in the Word of God. Amen? Freedom is the opposite of bondage. Bondage means slavery, but sin has brought us into bondage and into slavery. We do what sin wants us to do. Amen? When you're in sin, you're going to do things that you don't want to do. And I understand sometimes when somebody, when you say to somebody, why'd you do that? And they say, well, I don't know. Because they're not looking at the background of what really made them do it. And what made them do it was sin. Amen? We want the shackles to be taken away from us. Amen? Jesus Christ is the one that can take the shackles from us. Because in that scripture, he says to release the oppressed. When you're in sin, you're oppressed. You don't even think it and you don't know it, but you are oppressed. Whatever your habit is, you are oppressed by that habit. Amen? Later on, Jesus Christ says, if the Son sets you free, then you will be free indeed. Amen? He didn't say if somebody came and took the chains off you. He didn't say if somebody come and move you away and put you in a rehab so you can't get the drugs or alcohol or whatever. He didn't say that. He said if the Son sets you free, that you are free indeed. Amen? Now, why did Jesus say if the Son sets you free, that you are free indeed? I'm going to break it down for you. You see, a slave is not a permanent member of the family. Can somebody say amen? But the son is. Amen? The slave has no rights. The slave can claim no privileges within the family. Amen? He is a slave, and he can be rejected. He can be cast out of the house at any time, but not the son, because he's part of the family. Amen? The son is always going to be a son. Somebody say amen. I know sometimes we don't want a son to be a son, but a son is always going to be a son. Amen. A son has all of the rights and privileges to the house. However, there is a way that a slave can become a member of the house. The son can free the slave and ask the father to adopt him. And if the son makes the slave free, then the slave is free indeed. Amen? So when Jesus sets us free, we have a right. Only after Jesus sets us free do we have a right to become a member of the house. A member of the family. Amen? Jesus makes four significant things known to us. That number one, that he is the Son of God. When you go to John, the 9th chapter, verses 35 to 37, it says, Jesus heard that they had cast him out. And when he found him, he said unto him, Doest thou believe on the Son of God? He answered and said, Who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him? And Jesus said unto him, Thou hast both seen him, and that it is he that walketh with him. So this person was cast out. This person was thrown out. This person was an outcast. And Jesus says, Do you believe in the Son of God? And he says, Yeah, I believe in him. But who is he? Where is he that I might believe him? You know, seeing is believing. You've heard that before. And Jesus said two things. You have seen him. And not only have you seen him, but you're walking right next to him. Amen. Jesus also said, number two, that man is in slavery into sin. In John 8 and 34, Jesus answered them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, whoever committed sin is the servant of sin. So you might, you know, we all have our saved and we have our relationship with the Lord, but you know, we do sin. And we must repent of the sin that we commit. Amen? So, if you don't repent of the sin that you did, you become a servant to that sin. Let me break it down to you a little bit. Maybe you told somebody a little white lie. Because you didn't want to do something. Can you come pick me up and take me to the store? No, my car got a flat tire. Because you don't feel like doing it. Amen? Amen? And as that person decide they're going to go to the store, lo and behold, you ride on right by them. And when they see you, they say, Well, didn't you just tell me that you had a flat tire? Yeah, well, AAA just came over and changed the tire for me. But you don't have AAA. I just joined last week. You see how the lie begets another lie, begets another lie, begets another situation. And then all of a sudden, the person that you're dealing with, they don't trust you as much as they used to. Amen? And you become a slave to that lie that you told. So now, not only do you have to repent for it, but you need to do a confession. See, when you sin, you have to do more than one thing. You have to repent, and then there's a confession that's needed. Because the confession clears your soul. Amen? Have you ever had to go back and tell somebody, well, you know what, I really didn't tell the truth to you. I just didn't feel good that day. There's another lie. I really didn't feel good that day. Or I had something else to do. But when you confess the right thing, listen, I didn't want to do it. I told you a lie. I'm sorry. It's all for you. Amen? That's why Jesus said that when you sin, that you are a slave to sin. Look how that one little fib ballooned into all this other stuff. Amen? We've done so many things in our life that have ballooned into so many other things. Amen? Number three, Jesus Christ can free man. In Romans 8 and 2, it says, "For the law of the Spirit of life in Jesus Christ has made me free from the law of sin and death." What that also states, if you listen to it real good, that sin has a law. Sin has a law. Sin has something that follows it. Amen? Sin has something that you have to succumb to. It has something that controls you. Amen? Jesus Christ also said in 2 Corinthians, "Now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." Amen? So if you want to be free and you want to have liberty, the Spirit of the Lord has to be with you and in you. You have to walk in the Spirit. If you don't walk in the Spirit, you walk in the flesh. You wonder why sometimes you get captivated by fleshly things? Because you are walking in the flesh and not in the Spirit. Amen? Come on, I said you are walking in the flesh and not in the Spirit. You are walking in the flesh and not in the Spirit. Sometimes people wonder, how could Jesus say, well, if you look at somebody a certain way, that you have already lusted? Because you're walking in your eyes are seeing in the flesh and not in the Spirit. Amen? Number four, Jesus says that man can be adopted. So that means that we that were once slaves to sin, amen, that Jesus Christ can pull us out of there and get us adopted into the kingdom. Amen? I'm going to tell you something this morning. Buddha can't do that. Muhammad can't do that. Hari Kari can't do that. But Jesus Christ can do that. Amen? In John 1 and 12, he says, "But as many as received him," there is no number. Many. "As many that have received him, to them he gave them power to become the sons of God, even to those that believe on his name." So two things: that if you receive him, he gives you the power to become the son of God. You can only do that if you are not a slave. So in order to not be a slave, you have to receive him. Amen? And then you get the power. Amen? And you have to believe on his name. Then he also says in Romans 8 and 14, "For as many that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." How could he say that? He said that because he wants us to be exactly like him. Amen? Listen, he says, "For as many that are led by the Spirit of God." How did this thing start? It started where Jesus Christ said, "But the Spirit of him is upon me." Amen? We can have that same Spirit. Amen? He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." He is telling us right here that for as many are led by the Spirit, just like he was. Amen? There is nothing that Jesus did unless he asked God, "Is this okay?" He was led by the Spirit. Amen? That means when you go to do something, you need to be led by the Spirit. You need to ask the Father. You need to ask him right now, "Is this okay? God, I want this new car, but is it right for me now? I want this house. Is it right for me? I want this marriage. Is it right for me? I want this job. Is it right for me? When the Spirit of God is upon you, He will give you the answer that you need. Don't do it and ask later. That's what we do. We do it, then ask later. And then you say, if I would have known. But if you ask first, you would have known. Amen? Jesus says, for as many that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And then in Galatians 4, it says, but when the fullness of time was come. You know, everything happens in God's time, not in our time. Amen? It says, but when the fullness of time has come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Amen? That we may receive. You could not receive the adoption of being a son until Jesus Christ came. Amen? This is what the scripture is saying. To redeem them under the law that we might receive the adoptions of sons. If you want to know, those people in the Old Testament, except for prophets and very anointed people, everybody didn't walk around with the Spirit of a living God. They walked around under the law and they relied upon somebody who they believed that had the Spirit of a living God speaking to them and speaking through them. But when Jesus Christ came, he made it clear. He took back the veil. So there's nothing in between you and God but him. So when you become a son, an adopted son because of Jesus Christ, you can speak directly to Jesus, to the Father. You don't need some anointed person doing all of this hubba bubba bubba stuff for you. Come on, somebody. I get so tired of everybody doing the hubba bubba 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 like you got to go through them. You got direct access through Jesus to the Father. You don't have to pay nobody no money. Oh, give me $500 and I'll speak on your behalf. You don't need to know how to speak. God knows your heart. And when Moses didn't know how to speak, he says, don't worry about it. I'll tell you what to say. In the New Testament, the Bible says you don't have to worry about it because the Spirit intercedes on your behalf and will tell you what to say. It will speak for you. This is Independence Day. I want you to know that you are already free. Hallelujah. The scripture says, and because we are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Because you are already sons of God. You are adopted into the family. Remember, a slave have no rights. It have no privileges. But once you become adopted into family, you have all rights and all privileges. Hallelujah. You have the same right that Jesus Christ had to talk to the Father. But you got to do it through Christ. The next scripture says, wherefore. That means, by the way, wherefore, thou art no longer a servant, but a son. By the way, you're not a servant anymore. But a son. You're a son, and there are sons of God. Amen? And if you're a son of God, you're a heir of God. Do you know what it means to be an heir of God? That means that all the riches and everything that he has can be yours. Hallelujah. There is nothing he would hold back from you because you are an heir. Remember the prodigal son? That boy, even though he spent all of his riches, but because he was an heir, the father said, clean him up. Put the best robe on him. Somebody get the fattest cow. We're going to have a party. We're going to have dinner tonight. We're going to get it going on. Let me tell you right now, when you become a son of the living God, when you become an heir, there's a party going on upstairs. Oh, they're having a celebration. They want everybody to know that this is my son. This is my heir. This is my blood, my flesh. And it's free. It's free. Freedom is free. Free from sin is free. Free from the enemy is free. Free from anything besets you. Anything that holds you back, you are free to get rid of it through Jesus Christ. Our freedom is in Christ. I want to know today, are you going to choose to live in freedom or are you going to choose to live in sin? God promised you freedom. Hallelujah. He works miracles of freedom for you in salvation. Amen. Jesus Christ is the great liberator. He came to set you free. When he came to do that, when he died on the cross and he said, it is finished. It was done. It's a done deal. No more chains. No more shackles can hold you any longer. No more law can tell you what to do. There's nothing that God won't give you because he gave you his son. Have you ever had somebody give you something? You said, man, this person will give me anything. God does that. When he gave you and I his son, there's nothing that he won't give you. Amen? Jesus is the great liberator. He came to set people free from physical slavery. Amen? Some of us are in physical slavery. Some of us, our hip hurt, our back hurt, our foot hurt, our head hurt. Hallelujah. He came to set you from physical slavery. Amen? Some of us are in a mental slavery right now, but he came to set you from a mental slavery. Hallelujah. Some of us are in a spiritual slavery right now. He came to set you free from a spiritual slavery. And I want you to know you can't break those powers yourself, but when you become a son of the living God, the Bible says he is giving you power. 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 Hallelujah. Power to become. Power to overcome. Power to step on. Power to get rid of. Power to overcome the enemy and his minions. When you look at God and you got God on your side, it don't make a difference what you see with your physical eyes. But your spiritual eyes will show you that you got legions and legions and legions of angels behind you. Hallelujah. Too many to number. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ can break those chains. He can take you out of that box. He can open those doors. Jesus can do for you what he did to the man with the lesions did. That man had so many demons in him. The only thing that could call him is legion. But Jesus Christ walked upon that shore. All of a sudden, the demons knew who he was. He didn't have to say nothing. Just his presence. I'm telling you right now, when you have the power of the living God, just your presence in a situation, things are going to change. Demons are going to run. They're going to go the other way. They can't fight against you. They already know who you are and whose you are. That's power. That's power. That's power. That's the power that God has given you. Power. power that when you walk in the room, the enemy ceased and desist. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Say the word. Jesus. They got to go. They got to run. Power. You don't know the power. You better know that you got the power. He came to set you free. There's nothing the enemy can do that can beset you. He can't hold you back. He can't hold you down. Jesus can break all those chains. Hallelujah. You got the power. You've been set free. Hallelujah. Look at what Jesus did for the woman at the well. He can do the same for you. Oh, I'm sure that they called her names. Come on, somebody. I'm sure that when she was going out there in the middle of the day, people were looking out their window saying, look at her. Come on, somebody. But when she met Jesus, she was there. There was an assignment. There was an appointed time. It says at the fullness of time. It was the fullness of time for her to meet Jesus. It wasn't a chance encounter. It was predestined. Jesus sent everybody away. Go get the meat. I'm going to stay here with the water. What he did for the woman at the well, he can do for you. Can somebody say amen? Hallelujah. Look at what he did for the woman with the issue of blood. Hallelujah. 12 years with an issue. You know what? Have somebody ever said, you know, I got an issue with you. They came up to you, I got an issue with you. This woman had an issue for 12 years. And you know what? He didn't even know that she was there because he was just walking by. He was just walking by. But she pressed because she had an issue. We got to press when we got an issue. Can you press when you got an issue? You have the power. But when you got an issue, you got to press. She pressed on with her issue. And then she touched the hem of his garment. And the Bible tells me that all the power went out of him. All the power went out of him. He says, when you hang on to me and you touch me, you have the power. All the power went out of him. The issue wasn't an issue any longer. When you have an issue, call on the power. This is how you get the power. Jesus. There's the power. That's all you got to do. Call on the name of Jesus. Just call on the name of Jesus. Woo, hallelujah. What he did for her, he can do for you. Look at Lazarus. What he did for Lazarus. Oh, hallelujah. To some people, you don't know this, or maybe you do. To some people, you're dead already. Maybe because of the lifestyle you lead. Maybe because of the lifestyle you led. Maybe because of some other situation that has gone on in your life. And you're dead to them. But Jesus made a dead man rise. Hallelujah. He made the dead man rise. And he knew what he was doing. That was his good friend. When they sent for him, he took his time. You know what? When the enemy comes after you, you don't have to rush. Take your time. Because when you take your time, you're walking in the power. You're walking in the authority that God has granted you. What he did for Lazarus, the dead man, he'll do it for you. Come on, somebody. And then, for all of those people that thought you were dead, that called you dead, that treated you like you were dead, listen to what Jesus tells them. He says, and take those bandages off of him. Hallelujah. Remove the rats that you had him in because he was dead. Hallelujah. So when Jesus brings you back, all of those things that are binding you because of their thoughts, Jesus is going to tell them, loose them. Cut them off. Take them. Release them. Release them. What Jesus did for Lazarus, he'll do it for you. Oh, hallelujah. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. His arms wide open. He'll see you through. Come on, somebody. There's no secret. Oh, hallelujah. There's no secret what God can do. Oh, hallelujah. The enemy don't want you to know that, but it's no secret what God can do. God don't, he has no respect of person. He loves each and every one of us the same. What he did for me, he'll do for you. What he do for you, he'll do for me. But I got to think maybe he's going to do better for me than he did for you. That's why I don't want what you got. And I don't want what you got or what you got or what you got. Because what he's going to do for me is for me. And it's going to fit me to a T. It's going to be right up my alley. It's going to be just what I need. It's going to be all that I ever wanted. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus is still setting the captives free. But our freedom is not only freedom from something. I want you to know this morning that when Jesus sets you free, he's not just setting you free from something, but he's setting you free for something. Don't think he just want to set you free to set you free. There's a purpose in your life for him setting you free. He set you free for something. Come on, somebody. So when those demons go, you got work to do. When you get the job, you got work to do. When you get the house, the car, you got work to do. When your relationship gets all right, you got work to do. Don't just be loving on your partner, but be loving on Jesus. You got work to do. He sent each and every one of us down here with a purpose. For I know I have plans for you. Each and every one of us, he has plans for us. And wherever you are, wherever he has planted you, he wants you to be grounded. Come on, somebody. He wanted you to be rooted. Because the only way that you can withstand the wiles of the enemy is you got to be grounded. And you got to be rooted. And your roots have got to spread. So when the wind blows to this side, there's enough roots over here to bring you back. And when the wind goes that side, there's enough roots over there to bring you back. But when you're not grounded, planted, and rooted, as soon as the wind blows, there you go. Come on, somebody. That's the problem. We not rooted and we not grounded. Woo, hallelujah. Oh, when things happen and things start getting a little good, all of a sudden, I'm on this side. And I'm on that side. But God wants you to be grounded and rooted, because there's going to be a shift in the atmosphere. There's going to be winds blowing. He didn't say it's always going to be sunny and bright. There's going to be a few hurricanes in your life. There's going to be a few storms that you're going to go through. There's going to be some hailstorms, things beating down on you. There's going to be some rainstorms, some snowstorms, some thunderstorms. There's going to be some valleys that are some dirt that's going to be moved away because the water is rushing up from away from you. You got to be grounded. You got to be grounded. Hallelujah. Can somebody give the Lord a hand? When God frees you up, when Jesus frees you up, it's not freedom from responsibility. It's not, well, I'm going to do what I like. You know what? The slavery, you can be in slavery to your own self-centeredness. That the only thing you see is you. Come on, somebody. And you don't worry about anything and anybody else. But we are supposed to love one another. We're supposed to serve one another. We're supposed to help one another. When you hurt, I hurt. Do you really? Do you really? It sound good. But if you say when you hurt, I hurt, and you know somebody hurting and you don't call them. You don't pray for them. You don't ask them how they doing. I don't know what kind of hurt that is that you feeling for me. Hallelujah. But when Jesus freed you and he asked you, he gave you freedom from sin. He asked you, he told you to live responsibly for God and for others. And then those he freed, he called them to be his disciples. He didn't call them to be church members. He don't need no church members. It's getting hot in here. Jesus don't need church members. He said, go and make disciples. Do you know what a disciple is? A disciple follows. A disciple understands. A disciple submits himself. Church members don't do that. Disciples do. That's why he said, go make disciples of all cultures, all nations, all men, all women, everybody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And if the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. Give the Lord a hand. But that's not it. Because the Bible says in Galatians 5:1, it says, stand fast, therefore, in the freedom wherewith Christ has made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. So it's saying, yes, Jesus Christ will free you and you will be free. But then it says, stand fast. Stand fast. Stand fast. Stand fast so you can withstand. Come on, somebody. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you right now, Pastor, preach it today. Woo. Stand fast. Stand firm. Stand fast means stand firm. That means that you need to value and appreciate your liberation. Hallelujah. Do you appreciate your liberation? Do you appreciate what God has done for you? Let me tell you something. When you see somebody that's been liberated after they've been in bondage a long time, there's a celebration going on. There's a praise in their voice. There's going on the mountain telling everybody what Jesus Christ has done for them. Hallelujah. And be not entangled with the yoke of bondage. Let me tell you something. Jesus Christ will break that yoke of bondage. But I want you to know the devil's still trying to follow you with that noose to put you back in bondage. And if you don't turn around and you don't look and you don't see that he's there, you're going to fall right back. Because he's right behind you. That's why Paul says, I press forward to the mark that was set before me. But when you go back, the yoke is right there. Ready to hang you. Ready to put you back in bondage. So Christ can free you. But you got work to do. You got work on yourself, and you got work to proclaim the message of Jesus Christ. Come on, somebody. Don't we remember when he says stand fast? That means that don't get lost. People have come and they've given their lives to the Lord. They've gotten saved and then all of a sudden you don't see them. They got lost. They got a little bit of freedom. They got comfortable. And then they got lost. But Christ is saying stand fast. Don't get lost. Don't wander off. Don't wander off from your daddy. Don't you know that this world's a jungle? You need to hold on to his hand. Don't wonder if you don't know what's in that jungle. When you take your children to the store or to a playground or a park, anything, you say, stay close to me. Don't get lost. Jesus Christ, the message today, the Bible is saying, stand fast. Don't get lost. Don't wander off. Don't wander off. Don't lose what you just got. Value what it is that you got. One of the worst things in the world is losing something that you value. If it's a $100 bill that pastor gave you and you lost it, you're going to value that $100 because you're going to start thinking, where's that money? But do you value your salvation, your freedom that way? That's what God wants you to do. To value what he has done for you that way. It's valuable. Silver and gold have I none, but what I have. That's what Peter said. Because what he had to offer is more valuable than silver and gold. Hallelujah. Your silver, your gold, you can't take it with you. You're not taking it with you. Your house, you're not taking it with you. Your relationship, one's here and one's gone. You're not taking it with you. But your relationship or non-relationship, it goes with you where you're going next. Silver and gold have I none. Hallelujah. Your salvation, your soul is so valuable. Do you know how valuable it is? Do you know? Do you really know how valuable it is? Can somebody say, I know how valuable it is? If you don't know, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you how valuable. For God so loved the world. For God so loved you that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, anybody, that means anybody, whosoever, hallelujah. Stand firm in your freedom. Don't wander off. Don't submit yourself to the yoke of slavery again, to the yoke of sin. We are saved through God's given faith alone. Ain't nothing there. It's just our faith in God. He grace and mercy, he gave it to you, and can't nobody take it from you. Can't nobody pay you for it. It's yours. His grace and his mercy. Amen. I want to know right now, can you rejoice? Can you give God 10 seconds of praise, rejoicing in the freedom he has given you? Come on and give God some praise right now. Somebody say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Somebody's being set free right now. Somebody, the yoke and bondage of sin is being tossed right now. Jesus is freeing somebody. Chains are falling somewhere. Walls are being knocked down. Relationships are being restored. Sons and daughters are coming home. There's freedom from alcohol and drugs. Freedom from gambling. Freedom, freedom, let freedom ring. Woo! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Who the Son has set free is free indeed. Woo! Woo! Give the Lord a hand this morning. Hallelujah. If you've been set free, give the Lord a hand this morning. Hallelujah. Give him a hand this morning. If you are truly set free, give him a hand this morning. Oh, and if you need to be set free, just raise your hand and say, Jesus, I need you. Oh, hallelujah. I need to be free. Oh, hallelujah. Woo! Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Woo! Thank you, Lord. At this time, you don't have to raise your hand. You don't have to do nothing except acknowledge, hallelujah, that if you're in bondage, that if you're in sin, right where you're at right now, if you would say these words, you can be adopted into the family of Christ. Ain't that grand? Ain't God good? Father, as I come to you in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I receive you today as my Lord and my Savior. I ask you to come into my heart. I believe, Lord, that you came down in human form, that you were crucified, and that you died on the cross. But on that third day, oh hallelujah, on that third day you arose, and you conquered death, and you conquered the devil. And therefore, I can be a child of a living God. I ask you, Father, I receive you today as my Lord and Savior. And if you have said those words, you are now in the family of Christ. Give the Lord a hand right now. I know that there's some new additions in the family. Hallelujah. And now I want to pray for some yokes. I want to pray for some bondages that are going on right now. Father, as we come to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come to your throne of grace humbly, Father. Father, we exalt you above each and everything in our lives. We exalt you above everything right now, God. Lord, we ask you right now on humble knees, Father. Lord, that there's something going on in my life, and I need you today. I need you to break a chain, Lord. I need you to break a yoke that the enemy's trying to put on my body. I need you to break a yoke that he's trying to put on my partner. I need you to break a yoke at my job right now. I need you to break a yoke in my house right now. I need you to break a yoke in my relationship right now. I need you to break it right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, there's an illness that's going on right now. Break that yoke right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, there's a disease going on right now. Break that yoke right now in the name of Jesus. Cancer, you can't stand here no more. Depression, you got to go. And anxiety, you can't be here. Lupus, you're on your way in the name of Jesus. My hip, Lord, heal it right now in the name of Jesus. My foot, Lord, heal my foot right now in the name of Jesus. Heart disease, you got to go in the name of Jesus. Blood disorders, heal it right now in the name of Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. Lord, if you can kill the woman with the issue of blood, you can heal my blood right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, if you can make the lame walk, you can make me walk and run right now in the name of Jesus. Do you believe it this morning? Do you receive it this morning? There's power in the name of Jesus. Call on the name of Jesus. Oh, you have the power to all that believe it. You receive it right now in the name of Jesus. Can I get a hallelujah? Can I get a hallelujah? Can I get a hallelujah? Can I get a glory to God? Can somebody say glory? Can somebody say glory? Can somebody praise right now? Can you give them a crazy praise? Can you release whatever's holding you back right now? Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Awesome in power. Awesome in might. His name is Jesus. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Blessed be the name of the Lord. Woo! Woo! I'm walking in power. I'm walking in might. I'm walking in sunshine. I'm walking to the light.
Hallelujah. We give you praise, Lord. We lift up your name, Lord. We give you praise in the name of Jesus. We shabak your name, Lord. We shabak your name, Lord. We shabak your name, Lord. Oh, we believe in your power. We believe in your authority. Oh God, we thank you for the power. We thank you for your Holy Ghost. We thank you for yokes being destroyed. We thank you for yokes being destroyed. We thank you for yokes being destroyed. We pray for the release in the name of Jesus. 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 Freedom from every bondage. Freedom from every bondage. Freedom from every bondage. Freedom in the name of Jesus. 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 Oh God, we thank you. We thank you. Lord, we thank you this morning. We thank you for freedom this morning. We thank you for freeing us this morning. We thank you, God, for the yokes falling off. The chains are breaking. The chains are being